What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Beats and Coffee Podcast. This is episode 2, and I am your host, Brian. This podcast is an opportunity for me to have a cup of coffee each week and talk about the world of selling beats online, as well as giving updates about the online producer community. So this week, there's a couple things I wanted to talk about. Things I wanted to go over is Black Friday sales. So every producer that's attempting to sell beats online should be thinking about what kind of sales they want to offer to their customers around Black Friday. Black Friday, as far as selling beats, is always a big opportunity. I mean, honestly, it's an opportunity everywhere, as you know, for all retailers and stuff like that. But it also applies to selling beats online and anything music related. This is also a good time to, buy VSTs, buy effects that you've been wanting to get, because they're going to be on sale. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also wanted to talk about the producer plugin boom. It seems like every online producer now is releasing their own plugin. So I have my take on that and what's going on there. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also wanted to talk a little bit about investing in yourself, investing in your brand. And then also, there was a DJ Payne One did an interview recently with Mark Global Music, and he talked about having success on the BeatStars platform over YouTube, which is always interesting to me because per my podcast last week, like, everything seems to feel like it goes through YouTube as far as beat sales. This guy is doing pretty well just promoting on the BeatStars platform. And this isn't the first time we've heard this. We've heard some other people recently talk about it. So just want to look into that and talk about that as well. So to start off, as far as Black Friday sales, like I said, as producers that are trying to sell our beats online, this is a great opportunity. For myself, for my page, The Heartbreak Kid Beats, I plan to do 50% off all beats, which for most producers probably doesn't sound great, but I rarely do sales. I think I've only done like one sale this year, and it was buy one, get one free. So I'm going to make sure to push out that message that I'm going to have 50% off on all my beats. And then also, I think I'm going to give away a free beat pack, just 5 free beats. And honestly, like, someone downloads the pack, they'd be like, okay, great, 5 free beats. It may not even apply to the music that they want to make. But with this move here, I'm trying to do 2 things. I know you guys may be thinking, well, why are you giving away your beats for free? What's the point of that? One is, my subscriber base has grown a bit. I'm close to, I think I'm at like 2.7K subscribers, but my email list is only around 375. So that is lagging. So what I'm hoping I can do by giving away this free mini beat pack is to get more of my subscribers on my email list. And then 2, I also just kind of, you read the marketing books, you listen to Gary Vee, and everyone always says, take care of the people, your customers first, before, you go out and try to find new leads. I guess you got to do both at the same time, but this is kind of in that vein. They always say, make the people that like you love you, make them super fans. So I think this can only help. So, that's the point. I'm trying to convert people from my subscriber base to my email list. And then those that are on my email list, it'll just be a nice little gift for them. So that's what I'm planning on doing. As far as instruments and stuff like that, that I actually want to buy myself. And I've been pretty good this year with not going nuts with buying, you know, VSTs, I think I'm probably going to look at picking up electric sunbursts from Contact, or from Native Instruments, sorry, for Contact, electric sunburst deluxe. I've seen a ton of tutorial videos on that, and I'm like, oh man, I got to get that. And then another one that I might look into is I picked up the VPS Avenger suite, and they recently released some guitar expansions that look pretty cool. So I'm going to take a hard look at those and maybe pull the trigger. But anyway, so the Black Friday sales, producers, get out there, get your emails out. And I know how it is, you know, when you're first starting out, because I'm doing the same thing. I think last year I may have had one sale, you know, and I probably had about 200 people on my email list, probably around, you know, 1,000, 1,200 on my subscriber list. And so I pushed out notices and only got one sale, but it's like, you got to do it. You got to cash in when you can. You don't want to be pushing sales message all the time, but if there's any time of the year to do it, this is probably your best opportunity. All right. Let's see. So, and then the next thing I want to talk about was about producer plugins. So this past week, there were two YouTube producers reviewed the Decap NOC plugin. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee here for a sec. And so I think it's kind of like a drum shaping plugin that the producer Decap released. And if you don't know who Decap is, you probably should. He's one of like the top sellers on Splice as far as samples. His drum samples are like, you can hear them everywhere. I would almost say even more than his drum samples, he's more famous for his vocal chops. It's hilarious. Like, out of nowhere, everyone started using his vocal chops, and you could hear him in, like, you know, commercials on TV, Apple commercials. Niall Horan, his song Slow Hand, he's actually got a Decap vocal chop in there, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, so Decap is well-respected in the sound design community, and especially in the sample community. So he released a NOC plugin, drum shaper plugin called NOC, and I'm not going to review it or anything like that, but this just got me thinking. So Weaver Beats did a review on it, and I don't know if you guys ever checked out Weaver Beats. I suggest you check him out. He's a YouTube producer that kind of takes he's got a funny approach to his videos. He doesn't BS you at all. Like, he gives straight reviews. If anything, I would say he is more, you know, hesitant to give applause than to give praise than to give criticism. You know, he's that kind of guy. Like, he goes in first, like, all right, what is this? Who's this a-hole? What has he got to offer? That's kind of his attitude. But if you haven't checked him out, check him out. His videos are hilarious. He's got like this dry sense of humor that just totally works for him. And I think he might have a future more in comedy than as a producer. But check him out. And so he's mostly, with his reviews, he usually gives tough reviews. And he actually gave a decent review of a Decap's NOC plugin, and he really seems to know what he's doing as far as mixing. So that was a good nod to Decap there. And then Av McCree, the Traptendo YouTube producer, also reviewed it, and he also isn't afraid to be critical when he has to, and he gave it a rave review. So the Decap NOC plugin, make sure you check it out. But this got me thinking, you know, it seems like there's been a producer plugin boom where everyone is releasing plugins now. And it's kind of funny because, like, the producer community, the YouTube producer community is much like the NFL in that it's a copycat league. When someone sees someone having success doing something, every other producer jumps on it and they do it too. This is, if you've been around for a little bit, like, you know, drum kits, someone, you know, breaks that, hey, I just made a couple stacks selling drum kits. The next thing you know, every producer's got a drum kit coming out. Sales funnels. I don't know if you were there for the whole Gabe Legion Beats saga, but he came on Producer Grind and started talking about how he made $1 million selling beats online through sales funnels. And I'm sure it's legit. Sure, it's totally legit, because those sales tactics are done by not just like people selling beats online, but any online industry that's trying to sell something, they use sales funnels. So I don't doubt him at all. But it's just funny that, you know, when he came out with the sales funnels, interviews and videos, man, you couldn't go anywhere online without getting, you know, some producer trying to throw you down their sales funnel, get 78 beats for $13, that kind of thing. So, and then also, like, the latest trend here has been plugins. And I would say this isn't anything new. I think the first person that tried it was BusyWorks Beats. He came out with some virtual instruments, which I actually respect the producers that are coming out with instruments more than the ones that are coming out with the effects plugins, because honestly, if you know what you're doing a little bit, you only need a handful of plugins. So I kind of feel like the effects plugins that everyone is releasing is more of a money grab. Where the virtual instruments, I think that's a little bit more needed. But with that said, you got to choose wisely as to what you invest your money in. And if I have to, you know, choose between a producer virtual instrument or, you know, like a Serum or Spire or something like that, I'm going with the latter. But anyway, so yeah, recently, as far as like producer virtual instruments, we've seen BusyWorks Beats. He's been doing it for a while now. My best friend Jacob, his company just released one. I haven't checked that thing out yet. And then kind of the DUI VST instruments, the Studio Link guys, you know, they've had their company there for a while, and they got a whole library, and they got a whole system set up almost, you know, almost like Splice, where you have like an online subscription. So, you know, independent VSTs from like, you know, ground up producers isn't anything new. As far as recently, you know, where we've seen a ton of them, it's been, you know, Kyle Beats, obviously. I'm sure you've seen the Kyle Beats drip plugin somewhere. Cymatics, Ocean, Curtis King, Simon Servita, they're all coming out with their own plugins. And I think this is, I think the everyone was kind of, you know, a few of them, I got to say, a few of them did it before this interview. But I've noticed after this certain interview, everyone came out and is just going nuts with releasing their own plugins. And that was Kyle Beats interviewed Russ on his podcast. And just during the interview, they were talking about the release of his drip plugin, how it became, you know, very successful and stuff like that. And he mentioned that they earned over $1 million on that plugin. And I think everyone kind of lost their shit after that. And the next thing you know, we have 1 million producers releasing their own plugins. So I'm not here to, you know, shit on those producers. I respect what they're doing. You know, they have built their brand so they can do that. Like, if it was me or someone at a lower still growing, like, we don't have that option. You got to build the brand first, and then you can release a plugin, or else it's just going to drop like a brick. But with all these, and, you know, this time of year, this is when all these kind of sample pack deals come out, the join my online course and stuff like that. And there's a bunch of Black Friday deals and plugins that are aimed towards producers. And I just want to say this, and this is what goes through my head. So this is what I'm sharing is I would like to invest in myself before I invest in another producer's product. So if you're just starting out, if you're completely brand new and you know nothing about mixing plugins or anything like that, and you've been following these guys, by all means, go for it. But if you've been doing this for a while and, you know, you have your plugins stocked up, you have a go-to EQ, you have a go-to compressor, I would think twice about investing in other producers before your own brand. Because honestly, it's like, well, what is your ultimate goal here? Are you trying to, and I'm going to go back to what I said in my last podcast. I went through like a three-year phase where all I did was buy different plugins. I kept trying to, you know, get the best of the best, and there was always something new coming out. And then I read and studied a bunch of interviews on YouTube, and, you know, I can name the top mixing engineers, I can name the top producers, I can tell you what compressor they use, I can tell you what EQ they use, which is all great. That's all great research, but I wasn't applying it. Like, if you're not building your own brand, it's kind of like, what are you doing? So that's all I would say is before you invest in other producers' products, and you know, whether it's drum kits, VSTs, effects, I would look to invest in yourself. And what I mean by that is not so much like software and equipment, it can be that, but more like ads to drive traffic to your page, to your, either, you know, your YouTube, Facebook ads, Google ads, you know, ads that are going to drive traffic to your site, to your beat selling page, and will allow you to capture more leads. Because at the end of the day, it's like, that's what it's all about. Everyone's got to look out for themselves and build their own brand. I will tell you this, and it's weird because when you invest, I find when I invest in myself, I feel more guilty than when I buy a plugin. You know, like when I buy a new plugin, I get that instant gratification and I'm like, all right, cool, I'm on my way. But if I spend that same amount of money on myself trying to grow my brand, I feel like, oh, what am I doing? But it should be the exact opposite, honestly. Like, you should put yourself first, growing your brand first over supporting other producers. And I'm not trying to down them. I'm just telling you, you know, do what's best for you first. And I do, I mean, I'd say probably about twice a year, I see a VST where I'm like, okay, I gotta have that, and I'll buy it. But other than that, all the money I get, you know, that's outside of my normal salary that goes to my family and raising my kids and all that, but like any fantasy football earnings, I'm a big NFL guy. I love fantasy football. I'm in probably like six leagues, but any earnings I get from that, any birthday money, any credit card rewards, here's a hack right now for you. If you get one of these credit cards where you earn rewards points, you could turn that into cash. I sound like the commercial, but that's like free money to put towards Google ads, Facebook ads. So any money I make outside of my normal salary goes towards promoting my brand online. So that's all I ask is, you know, before you hit the PayPal send on, you know, producing or purchasing a producer drum kit or VST, think to yourself, would I be better off if this was going to invest in my brand? And then as we think about that, you know, this got me thinking about, you know, producer loop makers. And I have, this is one avenue. There's so many ways you could be successful in music, and this is one way to do it. And, you know, producer loop makers, this is like boomed recently. You know, as this has become a thing where you could be a producer loop maker who kind of offers up your loops to other producers, and then you work with them to get placements, or you could just sell your own loops. I will say this though, for me, I thought about it. I'm like, well, shit, you know, I could just do 30% of the beat and just push it to other producers and see how that goes. But for me, I kind of feel like that's sacrificing. You have to sacrifice building your own brand in order to push your loops out to other bigger producers. So it's like, at the end of the day, you know, you help them out and you help grow their brand. And, you know, you could hit the gold mine. You could give it to a producer, like one of the guys at Internet Money, and they could land a placement. But for me, it's kind of like, all right, that's cool. You'll get a little buzz around your name. You know, I'll say you got a, little baby placement. But if you don't have your own brand, if you don't have your own platform, that's only going to go so far. You know, it'll just be a bullet point in your, Instagram description and YouTube description. It's like, what you really want to build is something where at the click of a button, you can send out a message to hundreds of thousands of people. That's where I want to be at the end of the day. I think that's where every producer should be thinking about. So for loop makers, I guess, yes, you could actually build your brand as a loop maker, and your customers are just, hundreds of and thousands of producers. But at the end of the day, if you're trying to make music, I mean, that worries me that you're passing off your work to another producer. They're going to get most of the credit and glory for it. So that's just my thoughts. And with this whole brand building, you know, invest in yourself first before others, it reminded me of a Kyle Beats interview that he was doing with Taz Taylor. And Taz pretty much loves Kyle, and he pretty much, you know, without saying it, gives him an open invite to join the Internet Money crew. And Kyle thinks about it, and he's like, you know what, I want to build my own brand. And at the time, this interview is from like 2018, and when I heard it, I'm like jumping up and down in the background like, dude, what are you doing? You know, take the deal from Internet Money, get on their team. Because this is right when they're starting to blow up with like the Juice WRLD placements and the Tekka placements. And I look back now and see what Kyle has done since then, and I'm like, holy shit, he was right. I'm not sure if he hit 500,000 subs on YouTube yet. I'm going to check it real quick. But he is a producer that is like on his way to 563,000 subs. He's a producer that's on his way to 1 million subs. And who knows what would have happened? Maybe he would have joined Internet Money, got 10, you know, platinum records and been paid and been doing well. But what he has accomplished, in my eyes, is better than getting placements, because he's built his own brand. He's got his own plugin company. He's got 500,000, and it sounds crazy when you say it out loud like this, but 500,000 people that he could click upload and send to, and they could see his message. Like, that to me is power. That's way better than a placement. So take it how you will. But let's see. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about today is the BeatStars platform itself. Like, do you need YouTube? Do you need Instagram? Do you need TikTok? Like, can you make good money, make a living just selling beats by uploading to the BeatStars platform? So when I first joined BeatStars, I probably did what everyone else did. You upload your beats and you wait and you're like, well, nothing's happening. And then you kind of dip your toe into the water a little bit more and you start researching it and you realize that BeatStars is really just a database of beats, but you have to drive your own traffic to it. And then so, you know, they do have traffic that goes there, but that doesn't mean that traffic that's going there is going to like your style of beats. So, you know, that was kind of a hard lesson when I first started uploading the BeatStars. I'm like, well, damn, I thought I was just going to upload my beats. They were going to go to the top of the page. And here come the sales, but it's like, nope, that doesn't work. So when you're like, well, how can I find my audience and get people that like my beats to my beat page? And that's when you start learning about YouTube and, you know, building a niche. I don't know what's the proper term for it, but building a niche and driving people that like your kind of music to your beats. And then you have a nice connection, sale, boom. So I kind of early on, I realized, I'm like, all right, well, BeatStars is just the tool that I use for getting my beats online, the tool and service that I use for, you know, the money transactions and stuff like that. So that's how I always kind of thought about it. I'm like, I'm never going to rely on BeatStars for sales. I'm going to drive my own traffic there and do it that way. But recently, there's been a couple interviews with producers that it seems like they don't really have a big YouTube channel. They're not really big anywhere else, but they're killing it with building their audience on BeatStars, and that's how they're making all their money. And I will say this, like, what I do for BeatStars is I pretty much just upload beats. I don't promote on there, but I have seen my followers grow organically pretty well. And I could kind of feel it. Like, my plays each month has gone up over 1,000, where I can remember when it was in the hundreds a month. And now it's up over 1,000 a month. And I could tell people around there, because I'm constantly getting messages asking about, you know, beats and deals and stuff like that. It's funny though. Like, tangent coming here, tangent alert, but something that worries me about artists is I'm not going to say I sell a ton of beats. I sell probably like one or two a month, but I always try to, you know, reach out to these people, thank them for, you know, the sale, encourage them and stuff like that. They're always fired up. They're like, oh yeah, man, I'll send you the final song. I've never seen anyone, any artist send me the final song, which is kind of disappointing, because I, you know, their success is our success. I want them to blow up as well. I just hope these people are using the beats. I pray to God they're not just buying it and then it sits on their hard drive and then, you know, they get into something else. But anyway, that was a tangent. So the BeatStars platform, I never really thought of it as, you know, coming into this, I realized early, all right, this isn't a place to grow. This is a place to store my beats and drive traffic to. But there's been a couple of interviews recently where producers are, you know, making a living just off promoting on the BeatStars platform and growing their audience there. And I have to say, for me, it's probably the second best platform for me as far as audience, like YouTube. I told you last week, that's my main focus, but organically my BeatStars is growing and that's nice to see. But there was an interview this week with Mark Goebel Music. I hope I didn't say that wrong, but he talks about, you know, going just the BeatStars route and building off there. You know, he said he kind of was turned off by the process of selling beats on YouTube early on, and he invested all his money into BeatStars, and it is paying off a lot. He said he's up to like around 9,000 followers on BeatStars, and he used their promotion platform a lot to drive traffic to his beats. That interview in particular, I kind of like to hear because I feel like I'm in the same situation as him. I have a hard time uploading more than one beat a week. And, you know, obviously full-time job, raising a family, you know, blah, blah, blah. Everyone has that. But also I think part of it is the genre that I work in. I do more pop beats, and not to say that they're easier to make than trap beats, but usually there are a little more chord progressions, sometimes switch-ups before the chorus. So it not even just building the actual beat takes longer, which sometimes it does, but for me, there's a whole research process when I'm building a beat where, you know, and I'll just tell you guys my secret sauce here, but I find usually I'll hear a song on the radio, whether it's an old song that was a hit or it's a new song that was a hit, and whatever like catches my ear, I'll say, okay, why is this catching my ear? And I'll investigate, all right, what are the chords? What is the key it's in? And then, you know, if I'm really feeling it, I'll go ahead and produce a beat using the same chords, not always the same chord progression, but within the same key, the same chords, and build a beat out from there. It's kind of dangerous though, because sometimes I get way too close to the original song that I heard and I have to switch it up. But for the most part, just through processing through me, it turns out different. But anyway, so that process for uploading beats takes, I feel like at most I could do 2 beats a week. And it's not just creating the beats, as you guys know, it's the uploading process, creating the thumbnails, it's the pushing it out on the other platforms and all that. All that takes time. And I can do 2 beats a week, but I'm totally, you know, stressed out, maxed. 1 beat a week I feel much more comfortable at, and it's, you know, I can get other stuff done on the marketing end if I'm only doing 1 beat a week. If I'm doing 2 beats a week, I'm pretty much slammed the whole time, and I can't really do anything, any extracurriculars on the marketing front. So I've found my nice medium is 1 beat a week, and then I'm obviously doing other stuff as well to promote it and promote my brand. But that was one thing from this interview that I liked is he was saying that he only does 1 beat a week. And I thought I was the only one. And honestly, this has been my biggest Achilles heel, because everyone, you know, all you hear is on YouTube, you know, you got to do a beat a day. And I could tell you, man, I could never do a beat a day. It's just not my creative process. Like I'm kind of like a dog that, you know, nibbles at his food, eat a little bit, go walk around a little bit, come back to it, nibble a little more, you know, go walk around the house, go for his walk, come back to his bowl, nibbles a little bit more. That is my process for making beats. It's, I do a little bit at a time, I process it, I get to where I want it to be, and then I'll take a break. I'll walk away, I'll come back, add, you know, maybe a piano lead, take a break, come back, mix the beat, take a break, come back, you know, maybe it's the next day, master it, and then upload. So I do my producing in chunks. So it was cool to hear that. I think if I did do full time, if let's say I had 7 days a week where I could produce beats, I could probably get up to 3 or 4. But right now working a full time job, 1, yes, I could do that easily. 2, I could do it if I really push myself, but I can't do 2 consistently. Like I could do a sporadic you know, for a couple weeks, release two beats a week, and then it would go back to the one beat a week. But anyway, so I did like that about this interview, is he was another guy that could only do one beat a week, but he also talked about how much success he has just promoting on the BeatStars platform. And again, just like my take on TikTok last week, I'm like, well, shit, maybe I should start pulling some of the advertising that I do on YouTube and do on BeatStars. And I'm checking that out right now. I actually had, I forget what it was from, I had $25 in free promo credits on BeatStars. So I am, after hearing that interview, I am spending those, and I'll let you guys know how that goes. One hesitation for me about going all in on the BeatStars platform is it's kind of hard to target to your audience, and my audience of pop music, that's definitely a niche. Like 30% of my audience is female, and it's like girl pop type tracks. So, you know, if BeatStars is just pushing that out to everybody, I think there's going to be a lot of people like, you know, what the hell is this? If you're doing trap music or rap music, I think you'll get much bigger volume of people on BeatStars looking at your stuff. But yeah. So anyway, I'm going to check that out as well. I'll let you guys know how that goes. I will let you know how my Black Friday efforts go, if any sales come from it. And I think that's it. I'll probably do one more podcast before Black Friday, but I'll let you know my progress and we'll go from there. All right. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe on the YouTube channel. Right now there's only one subscriber. I'm not going to tell you who that is, but make sure you subscribe, comment, ask questions. Any hot takes you want to come at me, bro, come at me. If you have negative comments, these are all just my opinions. None of it is, you know, I'm not saying this is set in stone. This advice is right. It's all open for discussion. So if you have any comments, feedback, whether it be positive or negative, or questions, please go on the YouTube channel and ask away, comment away. All right. Till next week. I will talk to you. Bye.